This is the dictation for Nathaniel Flemister, NathanielFlemister, date of service is 12/5/2024, date of accident is 12/27/2023. The patient was involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian when he was collided on 12/27/2023. The impact caused him loss of consciousness, headaches, dizziness, loss of balance, and pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and both shoulders and right hip and left knee, to the tune of 8 and 9 constant, with the shooting pain to both arms and both legs, front and back. The patient has had previous accident in 2015, for which he was operated for the lumbar spine in 2020 and cervical spine in 2017. Patient has done very well, but this current accident caused him aggravation of all the symptoms. Patient received two lumbar epidural steroid injections, one on 8/7/2024, then 11/20/2024, and the last one was tried on 11/20/2024, post formidable difficulties. There was a tremendous amount of scarring and fibrous tissue, and we were able to do it after a extreme difficulty, the epidural injection successfully. However, we are now abandoning it for a fear of breaking any needle. The inside the tissue is very hard at every area of operation. Currently, his pain is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, affecting his both shoulders, especially the right shoulder. He can do up to 140 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. Neck pain, lower back pain is 8, with shooting down both arms and both legs. ADLs are affected 9. 80% relief is reported by the patient. And kindly review the records for ADL, for system review, for additional issues, as well as for substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 119/97, pulse 73, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated 11/27/2024. Dictation number is 1202-020. The patient is provided with Percocets, 10/325, one pill a day, PRN for severe pain, 30 tablets, to cover for the whole month. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. And the patient is provided with injections to the right shoulder, supraspinatus tendon, infraspinatus tendon, and an intra-articular injection to the shoulder, and a trigger point injection in the cervical fiber of the trapezius muscle. The injections are provided based on the MRI findings. Medications are provided as follows. Patient is provided with Mobix 7.5 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. Aleve 50 mg at night for GAD disorders, anxiety, and pain relief. Xanax is provided for anxiety relief, panic, anxiety, and Lyrica is provided 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for a topical pain relief. Patient is provided with the order for physical therapy to continue. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Disability remains the same as in the last visit. Thank you.